Learning Sefer Tehillim, this is shiur number 67. We are using the Ma'am Loewes as our commentary. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our over 500 Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding chapter 119, Pasuk 108. Nidvois piyubitzei no Hashem v'mishpatachalam deini. Accept with favor the free will offerings of my mouth, O Hashem, and teach me your ordinances, judgments. David pleads for his prayers to be answered. Accept with favor the free will offerings of my mouth. Accept my preferred prayers in the spirit of benevolent goodwill. Be pleased by them and accept them. But my main plea, O Hashem, is that you teach me your ordinances. I ask for achievement in Torah study. Similarly, we pray in the Shmon Esrei, you favor a man with understanding. One pleads mainly for the needs of the soul, which are of paramount importance. Therefore, my main prayer, O Hashem, is that you teach me your ordinances, even as regards those mitzvahs which I cannot fulfill because I am exceedingly afflicted. May it be your will to accept them as if I had in fact fulfilled them. I ask, moreover, teach me your ordinances. It can happen that one commits a sin on account of having made an improper vow, as in the case of Yiftach, as we find in the Sefer Shoftim. Accordingly, the singer entreats, accept with favor the free will offerings of my mouth, O Hashem, and teach me your ordinances. Instruct me how to vow properly. Pasuk 109. Nafshi bechapi sami v'sarosho lo shechofti. My soul, my life is constantly in my hand, yet have I not forgotten your Torah. So great was David's love for the Torah that even in the midst of the most dire danger to his life, he was careful not to forget it. Thus he says, my soul is constantly in my hand. I am in great peril, so persecuted am I by my enemies. It is as if my soul has escaped from my body, and I hold it in my hand. Yet have I not forgotten your Torah. David would tell about the time that he was always on the move and exposed to the ever-present dangers of the road. My life was constantly in my hand, yet even then I did not forget your Torah. Thus our sages have taught that when one travels on the road and he has no companion, let him be occupied in Torah study. Another interpretation is based on the teaching of our sages that the words of the Torah do not endure except in the one who gives his life to them. As it says, this is the Torah when a man dies in a tent, a pasuk that's found in the Chumash Bamidbar. He expends his life in the tent of Torah study. That is what the singer says here. My life is constantly in my hand. I offer my life for the Torah, therefore have I not forgotten your Torah. Some see the present pasuk as continuing the foregoing pasuk, accept with favor the free will offerings of my mouth, O Hashem. Welcome my vow, although it is far better not to make a vow at all, still because my life is constantly in my hand, I am always in trouble. It is a mitzvah to make a vow under such circumstances. Hence, my taking a vow is not due to my having forgotten the Torah. A person must do two things in order to subdue his physical impulse. Let him study Torah and contemplate the day of death. Regarding the latter, the singer says, my life is constantly in my hand. Regarding the former, he says, yet have I not forgotten your Torah. A different interpretation says, it is the way of the God-fearing to be constantly in a state of apprehension that perhaps they have misbehaved. As David Amel says here, my soul is constantly in my hand. Yet notwithstanding that I am perpetually apprehensive, I have not forgotten your Torah. Pasuk 110. Nashnu rishoim pachli umpikudecho lo se'isi. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I did not stray from your commands. The congregation of Israel says, even under conditions of religious persecution,
when the wicked who knew of my intent to perform a mitzvah laid a snare for me to prevent me from doing so, I did not stray from your commands. This also alludes to the occasions when the wicked tried to force us to appoint dishonest judges. The wicked have laid a snare for me to appoint a dishonest judge, but I did not stray from your commands, for you said, you shall not plant for yourself an Asherah tree near the altar of Hashem your God, pasuk that's found in the Chumash Devarim, which refers to a dishonest judge. Pasuk 111. Nochalti et voisecho la'olam ki sison libi hema. Your testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, but they are the rejoicing of my heart. The singer says further, so precious to me are the Torah and the mitzvahs that I safeguard them like a man guarding the land he inherited from his ancestors. Your testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. I have received the Torah by transmission from my forefathers. I will hold on to it, not give it away to others. Similarly, in the book said about his ancestral land that Achab desired, Hashem forbid me, and that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers, pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. But they are the rejoicing of my heart. The testimonies of the Torah makes my heart rejoice, and I will spare no effort to adhere to the Torah. In the past, I have taken upon myself to study the Torah, and I also will study it forever into the future. I also influence others to study and observe your testimonies, and they have become the rejoicing of my heart. For when one brings merit to many others, their combined merit is accorded to his credit. Our sages teach, any mitzvah joyously welcomed by Klal Yisrael, by Jewish people, continues to be observed by them. Thus it says, your testimonies have I taken forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. How does a person merit that his children too keep the mitzvahs wholeheartedly? He must keep them joyously rather than by rote of habit. Thus it says, I have given over your testimonies as a heritage to my children and descendants, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Pasuk 112. Natisi libi lasos hukecha la'olam ekev. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever at every step. The singer declares that keeping the statutes whose reasons are not known is even more precious to him than keeping the mitzvahs whose reasons are understood. But when a man also keeps what is not understood by him, his reward is very great. Thus he says, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes, the reward for which is forever at every step. Another interpretation says, I kept extending, step by step, in observance of the mitzvah. It did not come all at once. When one extends to excellence gradually and with deliberation, every newly attained position is firmly established. Some say that heel, akev, alludes to the mitzvahs which people trample underfoot. David HaMelech would meticulously keep even those mitzvahs. Thus the Torah says in Chumash Devarim, if you will heed v'hoyu ekev tishmo'u these ordinances, and the Chachamim elaborate, the sages, if you will even keep even the easy mitzvahs that a person tends to trample upon his heel, then Hashem your God will keep for your sake the covenant and the kindness which he swore to your fathers. He will keep his promise to you. Accordingly, David says, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever at every step. I will perform even those mitzvahs which are forever being trampled upon, neglected by everyone. A subtle interpretation says, what made me perform your statutes? But I would always see myself as lowly as the heel. Thus it says, the result of ache of humility is fear of God, a pasuk that is found in Mishlei. When a person is so humble that he perceives himself as lowly as the heel in comparison to the other parts of the body, his humility leads him to fear of Hashem. Although I will never gain knowledge of the esoteric aspects of the mitzvahs, hence in this respect forever remain in the lowly category of a heel, nevertheless, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes. Some explain, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes. Whenever I found my heart becoming predisposed to the things of this world, I would predispose it instead towards observance of the statutes. I will thus continue to keep them forever to the end of my days.
Pasuk 113. I hate those of a divided heart, but I love your Torah. The Israelite vacillate between good and evil impulses. The singer declares, I hate those of a divided heart and their evil thoughts, but I love your Torah and all my thoughts of her, for the Torah makes a man steadfast. Possibly, the singer speaks against philosophical investigations, which he detested. He loved only the Torah, which is holy truth. The irresolute pursue their thoughts, and I hate the irresolute because they dwell only in their own thoughts, without proof or purpose. But the Torah provides a definite goal, reward, and punishment, as it says, if you walk in my statutes, a pasuk is found in Chumash Vayikra. The singer alludes to the external wisdoms where opinions vary, and sometimes one view contradicts and nullifies some other view. Not so the Torah, which is absolute truth. Therefore, I love your Torah. I hate the way of those who vacillate between different views. But I love your Torah, notwithstanding the differing interpretations of her words. Some rule that something is pure, and others rule that it is impure. I love all the rulings. Some people are only happy with the Torah when it fits their own thoughts and opinions. In contrast, David says, I hate those of a divided heart, but I love your Torah. I love all of the Torah. I do not blend it with human thoughts, which are futile. According to the Medrash, David says, everything that you hate, I hate. What are sa'afim? It refers to all those who depart from God's ways. They are like a branch, sa'if, that inclines away from the trunk of the tree. Thus it says in Yechezkel, all the birds of the sky made their nest in its boughs. And Yahyo said, how long will you go on jumping between two opinions? A pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. Do not go on holding the rope at both ends. Those people are Israelites who fear God because they suffer, not out of love. Pasuk 114. Sisri umagini ato lidvorcho yecholti. You are my refuge and my shield. I put my hope in your word. You are my refuge and my shield against all forms of affliction, both natural calamities and the vicissitudes of time. I put my hope in your word, your promise, or else it means your Torah, for no evil will befall those who adhere to the Torah. You are my refuge where I can hide from the enemy, and you are my shield that protects me if I am captured by the enemy. Thus we find, indeed, that David was saved in two ways. Once, when the Ziphites came and said to Shaul, does not David hide himself with us? And another time when Shaul and his men encircled David, as we find in Shemuel Aleph. Pasuk 115. Suru mimeni mereyim be'esro mitzvos elohoi. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my Shem. The singer indicts evil associates. Turning to the wicked, he says, depart from me, you evildoers. Only then would I be able to keep the commandments of my God. It is impossible to be observant of the mitzvahs when one is in the company of evildoers. When, however, one is in the company of good people, in their presence he is helped to perform the mitzvahs. Some say that depart from me, you evildoers, refers to the irresolute, as we learned in the previous pasuk. David pleads to be rid of their presence. The Medrash says that David addressed these words to Doeg and Akitovel. He said to them, why do you hunt me? Leave me be for an hour so I might occupy myself with Torah study and keep the commandments of my God. Thus he said to Shaul, for they have driven me out this day from being joined to the inheritance of Hashem, saying, go serve other gods. Pasuk again is found in Shmuel Aleph. Because you persecute me and I do not occupy myself with Torah study, it is as if I worshipped other gods. Others say the devil condemns transgressions. They are an obstacle to keeping the mitzvahs by causing the person to become melancholy. Hence it says, depart from me, you evil deeds, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Pasuk 116.
some cheni im roschov echiev al tivi sheni mishivri. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not put me to shame in my hope. Having said, you are my refuge and my shield, the singer pleads, uphold me according to your word, that I may live. Sustain me as you have promised. I will then live, not die. Do not put me to shame by disappointing my hope. You will uphold me according to your word, then my life will truly be life. This will be so if you do not put me to shame in my hope. Help me not to commit transgression. Some link to be sheni to boshesh in the sense of delay. The singer pleads, do not put off the fulfillment of my hope. Uphold me, sustain me, that I might fulfill your word. Then I will be called living, for otherwise I am as one dead. This accords with our sages' interpretation of the pasuk, on the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. That is, every moment allotted to him will be called, he will be called dead. Pasuk 1:17. So ordaini vivosheya ve'eshob chukecha summit. Support me, and I will be saved, and I will occupy myself with your statutes constantly. If you will support me, and I will be saved from every kind of evil, I will then be able to occupy myself with Torah study and delight in the words of your Torah. According to the Medrash, David says, support me so that I may have the strength to withstand the suffering that you bring down upon me. Without your support, I would be unable to fulfill any mitzvahs. Pasuk 1:18. So liso kol shogim mechukecha ki sheker tarmisam. You have trodden down all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Now the singer describes the punishment meted out to the wicked who abandoned the Torah. You have trodden down and obliterated all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. They lie when declaring they do not keep the mitzvahs because they perceive them as contrary to reason. The fact is that they abandon the mitzvahs because they abhor God's Torah. According to the Medrash, this puzzle pertains to Doeg and Achitophel. On the one hand, they were meticulous in their study of the fine points of the Torah, but their hearts were full of debauchery. Pasuk 1:19. We're actually holding chapter 1:19, Pasuk 1:19. Sigim hishbato kol rishay oretz lachein ahavti edosecha. You purged all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love your testimonies. The wicked are likened to sagim, it is a mixture of copper or tin with silver. You purged this impure mixture of all the wicked of the earth. Therefore I love your testimonies that cleanse a person of all impurities. Because I have seen that there is truth in them and no falsehood, I love your testimonies. I have considered the judgment meted out to the flood generation and the bubble generation when you purged all the wicked of the earth. Therefore I love your testimonies. The singer goes on to say, accordingly my flesh shuddered for dread of you, I feared your punishment. Pasuk 1:20. Samar mipachtachom besori mishpatecha yoresi. My flesh shuddered for dread of you, and I'm afraid of your judgments. The wicked deny divine providence and declare, who will see me? But as for me, my flesh shuddered with dread and shock. When one is terrified, his hair stands up rigid as nails. I'm afraid of your judgments because I know that you see me. The singer also intends to say that to commit a sin was so shocking to him, his flesh shuddered for dread of you. The sin itself had this effect on him that he was afraid of the punishment. His fear of punishment did not reach the same level as awe before Hashem. It is well known fact that when one must petition a king for something, that person will know fear in his heart upon coming into the king's presence. This is true even if the petitioner is close to the throne. If the man coming into the king's presence has wasted royal funds, he will assuredly feel fear in his heart. His fear will be greater if he was entrusted with the royal treasures and had stolen them. His dread will be greater still if he passed on the treasures to an enemy of the king. Besides the shame and dread he will be terrified of being caught in the web of his sin. Similarly, David says here, my flesh shuddered for dread of you. I trembled at Hashem's awesome might. Secondly, I'm afraid of your judgments. Lest I be condemned for the sin of having dissipated the king's treasures, for sins cause a flaw in the supernal realms. I'm afraid of your judgments. The plural form alludes to more than one judgment. For when a commander is unsuccessful in war, he causes the loss of a great many lives, and his punishment is correspondingly greter than the punishment meted out to any ordinary criminal. Pasuk 121. Asisi mishpat tzedek v'al tanicheni le'oshkoi. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. I did not oppress anyone, David says. I have done justice and righteousness. This indicates that it is a mitzvah to compromise whenever possible. Thus he says, I have done justice and righteousness. At times I meted out justice, and at other times I brought about a compromise among the contending parties. When two litigants reach a compromise agreement, neither is oppressed by the other. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Thus it is taught that Yerushalayim was destroyed solely because the people did not go beyond the dictates of the law and agree to compromise. Another interpretation is based on the teaching of the sages about the pasuk, when the wicked devours the man who is more righteous than he, pasuk found in Habakkuk. They said, this man is righteous only relative to the wicked, and so is devoured. But if he himself is righteous, then he's not devoured at all. Accordingly, David says, I have done justice and righteousness, so God will not let the wicked, my oppressors, devour me. Because I have done justice and righteousness, I am deserving that the same thing be done for me, measure for measure. A different interpretation says that David prayed, I have done judgment and justice rather than arrange compromises, and it is natural in the administration of justice for the one found guilty to hate the judge. So do not leave me to my oppressors. Do not abandon me in the hands of those who thus hate me. A subtle interpretation is based on the following passage in the Talmud about how David HaMelech administered justice and righteousness. Whenever two litigants came before him, one rich and one poor, and he ruled against the pauper, he would then pay the pauper's debt out of his own possessions. Thus justice was done for the one and charitableness for the other. Accordingly, David says here, I've done justice and charitableness, do not leave me to my oppressors. This practice could be exploited, however, thus two men might conspire to appear before David for litigation of an imaginary dispute. He would give money to one of them out of his own pocket, which they would then divide between themselves. Accordingly, David prayed, Hashem save him from such oppressors. David also alludes to the awe a judge must experience when passing judgment. Thus our Chachamim teach, at all times must the judge see a sword resting upon his neck and Gehenim spread out beneath him. Hell, should he distort justice, he will be punished on both sides. Accordingly, he says, my flesh shuddered for dread of you. I dreaded the hell that lies spread out beneath me, and I am afraid of your judgments. I fear the sword that rests upon my neck. Therefore I have done justice and righteousness, for fear of passing false judgment. Nevertheless, do not leave me to my oppressors. Spare me from false claims of the litigants, for deceit destroys proper judgment. Because it says, Hashem will be with me with the judge. David says here, do not leave me to my oppressors. In an old work by the sages of Ashkenaz, it is written, I have done justice and righteousness. In war, one is victorious in the merit of proper judgment. Thus it says, in Chumash Devarim, when you will do that which is right in the sight of Hashem. And then it says, when you go forth against your enemies, and Hashem your God has delivered them into your hands. Pasuk 122. Arov avdecha letov al yashkuni zedim. Be your servant's guarantee for good, Do not let the willful sinners oppress me. Having said, I have done justice and righteousness, David feared that he might not continue to so conduct himself all the days of his life. Similarly, our sages have taught, do not trust in yourself until the day of your death. Accordingly, David entreats, be your servant's guarantee for good. Be the guarantor that your servant will continue to be good all the days of his life. Otherwise, he would fall prey to evildoers. Hence it says, do not let the willful sinners oppress me. I have already done justice and righteousness, and will do so in the future. It is not right, therefore, that the wicked oppress me. Save me. Be your servant's guarantee for good, to protect me from evil. Some relate Arov to Ariv, in the sense of to sweeten, that is to improve. The singer says, improve and perfect your servant for good, so the willful sinners will not oppress me. Others relate Arov to a Reuven, admixture. Lend me into the company of good friends. I should always find myself among good people. Let me not be in the company of willful sinners, lest they oppress me. If it had been decreed that I must suffer a monetary loss, be your servant's guarantee for good. Assure me that my loss will not benefit the evildoers, but go for charity. As it says, the atonement for a man's life are his riches, a pasuk found in Mishlei. May this be so for me. David says here, do not let the willful sinners oppress me. Let me not fall into the hands of the wicked of the earth as their spoil. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Yechezkel. Pasuk 123. My eyes fail watching for your deliverance, for the word of your righteousness. My eyes fail watching for your deliverance. You usually bring me deliverance, so my eyes pine for your deliverance this time as well. And for the word of your righteousness, for you promise to act charitably towards me. My eyes watch for the time of your deliverance. Bestow your beneficence upon me in accordance with your word regarding the future. For my deliverance is near to come, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. My eyes fail watching for the word of your righteousness, as it says that my righteousness to be revealed. Even as my eyes pine for your deliverance in the material domain, so I look forward with pining eyes for the word of your righteousness. Pasuk 124. Asay im avdecho kechasdecho chukecho lamdeni. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness and teach me your statutes. Deal with me beneficently, not in accordance with my deeds, but according to your loving kindness. As part of your loving kindness, also teach me your statutes. Pasuk 125. Avdecho ani havineni ve'edo edosecho. I am your servant, give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. Because I am your servant, give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. I should be able to serve you properly and avoid wrongdoing. David HaMelech also refers to the Galus, to the exile. He pleads in the name of the exiled Jewish people that God grant them the time to acquire knowledge of his testimonies. According to the Medrash, David says, do not say to me, here is the book before you, read, and you will find knowledge. As it says, the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you, and he says, I am not learned, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. Rather, because I am your servant, give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. Pasuk 126. Eis laser l'Hashem heferu torzecha. It is a time to act for Hashem that I may void your Torah. Having pleaded, give me understanding that I may know your testimonies, David explains the reason for his plea. It is a time to act because they have made void your Torah. This is the right time to act, for the people have overturned the Torah. I must teach them and establish halachic rulings for them. If, however, I do not possess complete understanding of the Torah, how shall I be able to accomplish all that? Another interpretation says, at the present time, you are forbearing towards the wicked, but a time and season will come to act for the Lord. You will take revenge upon them for having made void your Torah. By relating Heferu to Poru increase as in increase the multiply Peru and Vu. The corresponding subtle interpretation reads, when the people become negligent and the time arrives to act for Hashem, then they have increased your Torah. Thus our sages teach, if one customarily studies one page, let him study two pages. Those who are delinquent about prompt performance in the mitzvahs, saying that there is still time to act for Hashem, they are the ones who have made void the Torah. For it is wrong to delay or to avoid performing any mitzvahs. As the Torah says, for we are but a yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon the earth are a shadow. Pasuk is found in Iov. A person is not even certain of today, and we can only reckon our days up to a day ago. We know nothing of today, whether we will live to complete this day, for our days upon the earth are a shadow. They vanish like the shadow of a bird in flight that quickly passes away. There is a time for good and a time for evil. Rava says that the present pasuk may be interpreted either for good or evil. For good, it says, it is a time to act for Hashem and vengeance upon those who have transgressed His will and made void your Torah. At times they perform a mitzvah and yet commit a transgression, for they do not know how and when to perform it. Recall the episode about Rabbi Akiva when he was still in anguish and not having studied Torah. Once finding a corpse, he carried it on his shoulders a distance of 4 mils to give it a burial. But then the sages informed him that with every step he took, it was as if he had shed blood. For according to Torah law, an abandoned corpse gains possession of the spot it lies on as its burial ground. Rabbi Akiva should have buried the corpse where he found it. There is also a time for evil, as when one commits a transgression in order to perform a mitzvah. Thus Eliyahu offered sacrifices at Mount Carmel outside the holy base of Mikdash, which is forbidden in order to destroy the false prophets of Baal, as we learn in Melachim Aleph. Rashi explains in the name of the Agadah, if a man with time on his hand takes frequent walks and only occasionally studies Torah, he violates the covenant, for one should spend all one's leisure hours toiling in the Torah. Let everyone take to heart, therefore, that when Hashem wants to exact vengeance for a man's sins, He sets forth circumstances that cause this man to neglect Torah study. Some say, when all have made void your Torah, that is a good time to act for Hashem, to proclaim, whatever is for Hashem, follow me. Pasuk 127. Al kein o hafti mitzvosecha mizo mipas. Therefore I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Because I saw they have made void your Torah, therefore I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. For if I too fail to keep them, they would be entirely void. The Medrash says a man buys silver and has no gold. He buys gold and has no silver. But in the Torah there is gold and silver, and there are fields and vineyards. But none of those things are as valuable as the commandments. Therefore I affirm all your commands regarding everything to be right. I will make every effort to properly keep even the rabbinic enactments. In the time when your Torah is overturned, those who adhere to the Torah make it plain that the Torah is more precious to them than gold and fine gold. But in the time when the word of God is precious in the eyes of the masses, and they revere those who keep the mitzvahs, it is not self-evident that those who adhere to the Torah do so out of love for the mitzvahs. According to the Medrash, David said, I love your Torah above all gold and fine gold. Why? For neither money nor gold and fine gold stand by a person on the day of judgment. Similarly, the Torah says, they will cast their silver in the streets, and their gold will be like an unclean thing. A pasuk that's found in the Chesed. And it says, riches do not profit on the day of wrath. A pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Pasuk 128. Al kain kol pekudei chol yishorti kol orach sheker sunesi. Therefore I affirm all your commands regarding everything to be right. I hate every path of falsehood. because they have made void your Torah. That is the reason I affirm all your commands regarding everything to be right. I make it plain to the people how right are all parts of the Torah, both the affirmative commandments and the prohibitive commandments. For I hate every path of falsehood, and I teach them not to walk on such paths. Because of my great love for the mitzvahs, therefore I affirm all your commands. Regarding everything to be right, it includes those mitzvahs whose reasons I have not understood. They are right in my eyes. On the contrary, I hate every path of falsehood, even the slightest bit of falsehood. Another interpretation says, I taught the Kohanim, the priests, the Levites and Israelites, not only to keep the mitzvahs, all of your commands, but also regarding everything to be right. I taught them the meaning of the mitzvahs, for I hate every path of falsehood. Pasuk 129. Your testimonies are wondrous, therefore has my soul kept them. Your testimonies are wondrous, the miracles that you perform testify to your omnipotence. Therefore has my soul kept them. I safeguarded them in my soul to always remember them. For miracles do not happen every day, and one must consult one's memory. The singer says initially, I hate every falsehood. Those who are compelled by a craving for money are not wholeheartedly committed to keeping the mitzvahs in every meticulous detail. But they lack the intellectual fortitude to delve deeply into the esoteric aspects. David says, your testimonies are wondrous. Your commandments are replete with wondrous things. Therefore, as my soul kept them, I am most careful in their observance. Because they are wondrous and replete with secret teachings, which are entrusted only to us, therefore, as my soul kept them. By analogy, a young boy does not forget all the things that he saw for the first time with wonder. Rashi explains, your testimonies are wondrous to human beings. They are mysterious and paradoxical. Thus, there are easy to perform mitzvahs for which you have set a great reward. For instance, the command to dispatch the mother bird before taking the young. Therefore, my soul kept them all, for we do not know which mitzvahs are more acceptable. Pasuk 130. Pesach v'recho Yo'ir Me'ivin Pesoyim. The opening of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. The opening of your words, the beginning of the Torah, which speaks of the creation of the world, gives light. It illuminates the foundation of our entire faith. It gives understanding to the simple. Based on the opening psukim of Chumash Bereishis, we grasp the great principle that the world was created. When one begins to study in depth the opening of your words, it gives light. The words of the Torah enlighten the eyes, and it gives understanding to the simple. Not only does one gain illumination upon becoming immersed in the profound aspects of the Torah, but it also gives light when one is still at the opening. Then too, one is affected by its brilliance and shine. Having acclaimed the esoteric wisdom of the Torah as wondrous, the singer says that the revealed open dimension of the Torah is very enlightened. The opening of your words give light, it illuminates the murky regions of doubt, and so gives understanding even to the simple. Our sages expound, from the opening of your mouth will come light upon us. As it says, and Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. This light grants knowledge and enlightenment, gives understanding to the simple. The Medrash says that the pasuk refers to the Torah, its words give light. Thus the singer also says, the commandments of the Lord are lucid, enlightening the eyes. And it says in Mishlei, for the commandment is a lamp, and the Torah is a light. At the outset, I do not know the reason for the mitzvahs. Yet I kept them because they were wondrous in my eyes. But then, after I had opened your words, I saw that they give light. They illuminate and give understanding to the simple. As it says, the Torah of the Hashem is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Hashem is sure, make wise the simple. Our sages teach, the that when the people of the world heard, I am Hashem your God, and you shall have no other gods before me, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos, they said, he's speaking to his own glory. But when they heard, honor your father and your mother, they returned to acknowledge the first commandments. That is what it says here. The opening of your words give light, finally gives understanding to the simple. Even simpletons came to understand that everything in the Torah was true and upright. Then again, the Torah says, when one begins by speaking words of Torah, the Holy One grants light to the sons of Israel by a spiritual light from on high. Pasuk 131. Ki pa'arti v'esh'ofo ki limitzvesecho yo'ofti. I opened my mouth wide and panted, for I long for your commandments. David describes his desire for the Torah. When I studied, I opened my mouth wide and panted, like a man panting for fresh air. Out of great love for the Torah, I opened my mouth wide as if to inhale it like air. I was like a starving man who craves for food, and it is brought to him. He opens his mouth for the food before it even reaches him. Similarly, I longed for your commandments. I yearned for and craved your mitzvahs, but I cannot keep them to perfection without Torah knowledge. I was so certain of the fine savor of Torah, I did not begin by first tasting a bit of it. Immediately I opened my mouth wide to absorb it, for I longed for your commandments. I craved for the mitzvahs, not in order to derive some personal benefit, but simply to fulfill your commandments. The Torah is as vital to me as air is for breathing. It is not possible to live even an instant without it. I opened my mouth wide and panted for the Torah, the necessary air for the life of my soul. Why has my soul so greatly desired the Torah? Why had I opened my mouth wide and panted for it? For I longed for your commandments. I crave to fulfill your commandments, and one cannot be God-fearing through ignorance. Thus the Mishnah teaches, one whose deeds are greater than his wisdom endures. That is, if his deeds are plentiful on account of the wisdom he acquired through much study, his wisdom endures. If one has learned much and failed to apply his knowledge, of what use is his wisdom? But if he has applied what he learned, his wisdom endures. If his wisdom is greater than his deeds, that is, his knowledge derives only from his deeds, he did not study prior to acting, but saw others act and acted likewise, then his wisdom does not endure. Pasuk 132. Pnei Eli v'chaneni kemishpat la'ovai shemecha. Turn towards me and favor me with grace as is just for those who love your name. David asked for the divine presence to shine upon him. Turn towards me and favor me with grace as is just, as it is your way to do for those who love your name. I do not see myself as deserving your presence on account of my deeds, so I ask for an outright gift. Favor me with grace and turn towards me. As for my comrades, however, who love your name, simply do what is just in accordance with their merit rather than out of kindness. A subtle interpretation says, turn towards me and favor me with grace. David HaMelech says, I do not seek it except solely as a gift, for I have no merit. As is just for all those who love your name, I simply ask for a freely offered gift. Thus we find that Moshe too said, and I besought Hashem for a free gift. His plea to gain entry into the land of Israel stemmed solely from his desire to keep all the mitzvahs. As our sages teach, had he need then to eat of its fruit, the same is true of me. I seek your grace so as to keep the mitzvahs. Earlier he said, I opened my mouth wide and panted. When I came across the Torah discourse, I opened my mouth and absorbed it without prior deep investigation. As it says, Yeshayahu, while it is yet in his hand, he swallows it up. Then after I will have absorbed the Torah learning in this manner, I will ask, turn towards me and favor me with grace, as is just for those who love your name. Turn towards me and enlighten me, so that I may acquire a clear understanding of these matters. Hashem's gift is forever, never to be revoked. Thus our sages have expounded, when granted from heaven, it is never taken away from the person. Hence the singer says here, turn towards me and favor me with grace, as is just for those who love your name.
Pasuk 133. Pa'amai hochein bimbasecho ve'al tashled bi'chol oven. Order my footsteps by your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Do not let the evil inclination have the power to control me, but order my footsteps by your word. David prayed that whenever he performed the mitzvah, he should perform it for its own sake. It should involve no tinge of an ulterior motive. Thus he says, order my footsteps by your word solely, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. According to the Medrash, David says, do not let my feet walk where they want. Let them walk towards your Torah. March every day to the house of study, for the evil inclination does not penetrate the house of study. Even if it accompanies the person the entire way, when the person comes to the house of study, the evil inclination has no permission to enter. Thus the Torah says, sin crouches at the door. Pasuk 134. Pedeni me oshek odom ve'eshmura pikudecha. Redeem me from the oppression of man, and I will observe your commands. David asked for the removal of impediments. Redeem me from the oppression of man, let them not oppress me, and I will observe your commands. I will then be able to study Torah and keep the mitzvahs. For when there is no flour, there is no Torah learning. I will then have the time for proper observance of the commandments. The evil inclination is man's oppressor. Our sages teach that the evil inclination is very good. For by man overcoming his evil inclination, he merits to be rewarded. Nonetheless, says David, I am confident that if you will redeem me from the evil inclination, I will profit, for I will observe your commands. Then again, David says, if it has been decreed that I am to suffer affliction, let it be at the hand of God as atonement for my sins, rather than at the hand of man. Let me atone for my sins through keeping the mitzvahs and Torah study. Thus he says, redeem me from the oppression of man, and I will observe your commands. Atonement will come through observance of the mitzvahs. A subtle interpretation says, redeem me from the oppression of man, let me not hold back knowledge of halacha from any student. But then I will observe your commands, as our sages teach. If one holds back knowledge of halacha from a student, he as if robs him of the heritage of his ancestors. In the end, that person forgets his Torah learning. Pasuk 135. May your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. A subtle interpretation says, may your face shine upon every man through your servant. Give me the capacity to cause your light to flow upon others as well. And teach me your statutes. I should both study and teach. David further entreats, may I merit that your face shone upon your servant, and that you teach me your statutes. I should learn them more easily and with gladness of heart. The shine of Hashem's face means his favoring will. Similarly, it says, in the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is as a cloud bringing the spring rain. Pasuk is found in Mishlei. Through your favoring will teach me your statutes. Some say David asked that he should retain his godly image and so be able to learn Hashem's commands. Pasuk 136. Palge mayim yordu einoi alo shomu sorzecha. Rivers of water have run down my eyes because they did not keep your Torah. Plentiful tears have streamed down my eyes like rivers of water because I saw that men do not keep your Torah. The story is told about a certain woman who made a feast whenever a righteous man died, and she wept tears
whenever a wicked man died. Asked to explain her conduct, the woman replied, "When a tzaddik dies, I rejoice at the good that he is about to receive. But when an evildoer dies, I weep at the bad that he is about to receive." Here David says likewise, "Rivers of water have run down my eyes because they do not keep your Torah." The following interpretation is attributed to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rivers of water have run down my eyes because they did not keep your Torah. My eyes should shed copious tears at having been blemished by looking at forbidden sights. Pasuk 137. Tzadik ato Hashem beYoshem Mishpatechem. Righteous are you, O Hashem, and upright are your judgments. Because you are righteous, O Hashem, therefore your judgments are upright. The singular form of upright either refers to the judgments, every one of them is upright, or else it refers to the way of Hashem as upright. When a king of flesh and blood is angry, his rage brings death. Anyone who commits an offense in his presence is lost, notwithstanding that they may be mitigating circumstances in his favor. For instance, he may have been drunk or deranged when he offended the king, but upright are your judgments. You look for merit in the person even in your wrath. Another interpretation says, at the outset I justify Hashem's judgment of me. I say, righteous are you, O Hashem, even if I do not understand the meaning of your ways. But in the end, everyone sees that upright are your judgments. As it says, he is awesome, terrible in his acts towards the children of men. But they have a purpose. This was made clear in the case of Yosef, who was sold into captivity, for Hashem sent me before you to preserve life, as we find in Chumash, Bereishis, the Pasuk says. Pasuk 138. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and great faithfulness. Even as you are righteous, so you have commanded your testimonies in righteousness. You have commanded us to keep your rightful mitzvah. Not only have you bidden us to keep the mitzvahs, but to keep great faithfulness. We are to remain true to the principles of our faith. Although your testimonies are right and in great faithfulness, a man must yet have great faith. Thus our sages have identified the first order of the Mishnah's Zeroyim as faithfulness, Munas. But the root of every good deed is having faith. Besides having faith, there is a test, namely, the righteous walk in them, but the wicked stumble in them. A pasuk that is found in Sefer Hosea. Pasuk 139. Simsasni kin osi ki shochachu devarechot zoroi. My zeal consumes me, for my adversaries have gotten your words. David says, when I see that my adversaries do not keep the commandments, my zeal consumes me. So profound is my outrage that it almost destroys me. Similarly, he says, for I was envious against the madman when I saw the peace of the wicked. David describes a lofty level of love for Hashem. One beholds an evil deed. One is not jealous because it affects him, but because it is a travesty against the word of Hashem. Thus, if a man steals or robs something from another man, he commits two transgressions, against Hashem and against man. The anguish of the victim is mainly over his loss, not over the fact that a transgression has been committed. It is otherwise if a son robs his father. The father is anguished over the evil deed itself. That is what David says, my zeal consumes me, for my adversaries have forgotten your words. My zeal and outrage are not on account of my loss, but because they have forgotten your words. That was also Avram's admonition to Avimelech, because of the well of water, which the servants of Avimelech had violently taken away. His rebuke concerned not the well, but the fact that the servants of Avimelech had committed this deed. How could they have done such a great wrong? Some explained the present sequence Sukkim is pertaining to a single theme. I committed a wrong in thought when I was troubled. My zeal consumed me. It was wrong of me to be troubled by the fact that my adversaries had forgotten your words and yet dwell in security. So righteous are you, O Hashem, and upright are your judgments in having brought these afflictions upon me. Pasuk 140. Tzurufa imrascha me'od ve'avdecha aheva. Your word is refined utterly, and your servant loves it. Your word is refined utterly, cleansed of all dross, and your servant loves it and remembers it always. But they have forgotten it. The Medrash says, a king owned a silver tray that he submitted to the silversmith for refining. The smith placed it in the crucible and refined it. Upon removing it from the crucible, however, the king said, refine it once more. Then he told him to refine it the third time. Hashem refined the Torah 49 times, as it says, every word of Hashem is refined, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. And it says, the words of Hashem are pure words, as silver refined in the crucible upon the ground, purified 7 times. Some interpret the present sequences of psukim as alluding to the corruption of justice on the part of some judges in Israel, which led to the exile. David Amel says, righteous are you, O Hashem, and upright are your judgments in having decreed exile for the Jewish people. For you commanded your testimonies in righteousness and great faithfulness when you said, you shall not take a bribe, as the pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. Therefore my zeal consumed me, for my adversaries forgot your words. Some representatives of the Torah accepted a bribe, and they exonerated the wicked. But truly, your word is refined utterly, and your servant loves it. Therefore, I was envious, zealous against the madmen who stray from your word. Your word is refined and brilliant to one who loves it. As it says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine, a pasuk that is found in Shir HaShir. If one has labored at the Torah, she in turn will shine her countenance upon him and show that she is refined, devoid of all dross. The Yalkut says in the name of Rabbi Abin, the words of the Torah are likened to food delicacies. They include wine, as it says, for your love is better than wine, a pasuk that's found in Shir HaShir. They include honey, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. They include peppers. Your word is refined utterly. The meaning of this passage is as follows. When one drinks a little wine, he is satisfied, but if he drinks much, he is thirsty for more. The same holds true for the Torah. One who has learned a little is satisfied, but when one has learned much, his soul is no longer sated, and he wants to learn more. When one consumes a bit of honey, that's good. But when one eats more than he can handle, that's bad. The same is true of the Torah, which is comprised of a revealed part and a hidden part. Just as peppers can only be eaten when mixed with other foods, so do not seek that which is too wondrous for you. What is more, the Agada part of the Torah must be refined by the refining power of reason and the crucible of understanding, by attending to the introductions and foundations of our sages. Hence it says, your word is refined utterly. Pasuk 141, So ir anochi venivze pikudecho lo shechachti. I am young, small, and despised, yet have I not forgotten your commands. Although I have merited kingship, I have not grown arrogant. I am small and lowly, and therefore have I not forgotten your commands. Another reading says, I am small and despised in their eyes because I devote myself to the study of your Torah, and I have not forgotten your commands as they did. More literally, David says, I'm young, as it says, and David was the youngest, a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. And lowly, for David kept himself insignificant among students of the Torah in order to learn. Yet have I not forgotten your commands. I engage in discussion and argument with students of Torah. I am young in years and also lowly in my eyes, for I see myself as the smallest one in my exalted family. Yet, when it comes to matters affecting the glory of Hashem, I have not forgotten your commands. Notwithstanding that David was a king, whenever he heard about someone from whom he could learn Torah, he went to him. Thus he says here, I am small and lowly. Therefore have I not forgotten your commands, for the Torah does not endure except in the one who remains humble. Pasuk 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah is truth. Even as the measure of your righteousness is everlasting, so the Torah is true forever. I cannot forget your commands, for your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah will always be uniquely the same. Even when a person has merit, the good bestowed upon him will nevertheless always involve an act of charitableness. The righteousness, justice of God, is an everlasting righteousness. It does not change from generation to generation. But human ideas of justice and right change as the perceptions of leaders change. Your Torah is truth, the truth is one, but falsehood has many faces. The Sefer Hasidim writes, this pasuk is to be recited during the Mincha service on the Shabbos. It expresses one's acceptance of divine justice, that your justice is an everlasting justice. Moshe and David died on Shabbos afternoon, having fully accepted Hashem's judgment. Pasuk 143. Tsar u'matzok metzo'uni mitzvosecha sha'ashu'oi. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me. Your commands are my delight. When I was steeped in trouble and distress, your commandments were my delight. I would occupy myself with keeping your mitzvahs, and so found solace. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me. Trouble means outer difficulty, while anguish means inner affliction. Your commandments are my delight, as thereby I dispel the distress and sorrow of my soul. Concerning my external troubles, I know that your testimonies are just forever. Nevertheless, I ask that you give me understanding of the testimony whereby I am found deserving of these troubles. Pasuk 144. Tzedek et vosecha l'olam havineni v'echya. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding, and I will live. Because your testimonies are righteous forever, give me understanding of them, and I will live in the world to come. David asked to understand the secret of the mitzvahs, so as to keep them with fresh vitality. As it says, these are the commandments which if a man do, he will live by them. That is what David says here. Your testimonies are righteous forever, yet give me understanding, then I will live. I should not keep the mitzvahs as a matter of rote, but fulfill your commandments with fullest vitality. Pasuk 145. Korasi b'chol lev aneni Hashem chukecha etzora. I have called with my whole heart, answer me, O Hashem, I will keep your statutes. When I call to you, I call with my whole heart in utmost earnestness, so answer me, O Hashem, and I will keep your statutes. I know that no one can answer me except you, and no one can bring me deliverance except you. Therefore answer me, O Hashem, let me not die at the hand of my enemies, and so be able to keep your statutes. Pasuk 146. Krasicha Hoshi'eni v'eshmeru edosecha. I have called you, save me, and I will observe your testimonies. David HaMelech, King David, confirms his wholehearted call to Hashem, just as it says, one thing I have asked of Hashem that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of Hashem always. That being so, answer me, O Hashem, and I will keep your statutes. Thus he says similarly, Hashem is near to all those who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. And as the prophet Shmuel said to the people of Israel, if you return to Hashem with all your heart, if you repent with all your heart, then Hashem responds to my prayer. Accordingly, the Torah there goes on to say, and they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water. That is to say, they repented, and the outpouring of their hearts flowed like water. I have called with my whole heart. I have transformed evil, even the evil inclination, from evil to good. For as our sages teach regarding the pasuk, and you will love Hashem your God with all your heart. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Love Hashem with both inclinations, the evil and the good. That means so, answer me, O Hashem, and I will keep your statutes. For my heart is emptied with me, and gone is the power of the Yetzer Hara. a subtle interpretation is based on the association of Eid Usechu with Eid and precious gems. The singer says, I safeguard my gem and precious thing, namely the image of Hashem, for a man's prayer is not heeded unless the condition of his image of Hashem is intact without blemish. Thus the Torah says, first show me your countenance, and then let me hear your voice, a pasuk in Shir HaShir. Pasuk 147.
I rose before dawn and cried out, I hope for your word. I rose while it was still night, ahead of the dawn, and I cried out to you at that hour. I hope for your word, for you wrote in your Torah, as Hashem our God is in all things for which we call upon Him, Chumash Devarim. You also said that if from there you will seek Hashem your God, you will find Him. Pasuk 148. Kidmu Einai Ashmuros L'siach B'imrasecha. My eyes preceded the night watches that I might talk in your word. My eyes preceded the night watches. I would awake at night before any man at the end of the first watch and ahead of the other two watches, in order to devote myself to Torah study. This interpretation follows the view in the Talmud that the night is comprised of three watches. According to the view that the night is comprised of four watches, the singer says here that he would rise at the end of the second watch. Similarly, he said, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you. The present Sukkim, 145 to 149, may be explained as expressing a single thing. Having said, I've called to you, so answer me, O Hashem, David proceeds to explain why he deserves a response. I rose before dawn and cried out, I hoped in your word, my eyes preceded the night watches, that I might talk and meditate in your word. Therefore, hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Hashem. Give me life in accordance with your judgment. I deserve to receive an answer for three reasons. For one, I will keep your statutes in the future. Secondly, I hope for your word in the present. Thirdly, already in the past, my eyes preceded the night watches to talk and meditate in your word. Our sages teach that one is not to stand in prayer except after having studied a halacha. Accordingly, David says, my eyes preceded the night watches, that I might talk and meditate in your word, then only hear my voice according to your loving kindness. The present pasuk indicates that one's first thought in the morning should be an affirmation of faith, then the entire day proceeds well. Thus, the Torah says, if my eyes were preceded by a thought of watchful faithfulness, then the entire day I will walk in your word with devotion. In these two psukim, David conveys that he would join the measure of day to the measure of night, and the measure of night to the measure of day. Pasuk 149. Koli shimor kechas decha Hashem kibishpatecha chayini. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Hashem. Give me life in accordance with your judgment. Hear my voice, not in accordance with my merit, but according to your loving kindness, O Hashem. Give me life in accordance with your judgment. It is your way and statute that you revive the dead, so also give me life. Another interpretation is based on the words of the poet, I will ask for an instant of your favoring will, and I will die. That is to say, the poet does not desire the life of this world. He only wants existence in accordance with the will of the Creator, and then immediately to die. Thus it says, hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Hashem, and grant my request. It is that you should give me life only in accordance with your judgment. I do not desire a life of pleasures. Pasuk 150. Korvu rotvai zimo mitorascho rochaku. Those who pursue intrigue are close, they are far from your Torah. The wicked are so close to intrigue, they even pursue it. Since their conduct is contrary to the Torah, they are far from your Torah. What brings them close to intrigue? It is because they are far from your Torah. Except for coming together to plot evil,
Evildoers are far from one another. As it says, the soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. A pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Some explain that the pasuk speaks about those who pursue intrigue as coming close to Hashem through repentance. Hashem accepts their penance. For you are close, O Hashem, and all your commandments are true. You did not command the mitzvahs for your sake, but for the men who to keep them. What can they add to you? The mitzvahs were given for our benefit, and for this very reason, Hashem brings close those who repent. Our sages teach in Mishlei, Pasuk says, she will preserve you from intrigue. If one studies Torah for his own sake, intrigue moves away from him. There is no need for him to move away from it, because it is already far from him. It is otherwise for those who are far from your Torah. Those who pursue intrigue are close to it. Pasuk 151. Korov ato Hashem chomitz v'secha emes. You are close, O Hashem, and all your commandments are truth. They are far from you and from your Torah, but you are close to all who call upon you in truth. All your commandments are truth, but those people are far because they do not know the Torah. The singer begins by declaring that those who pursue intrigue are close to me. They have approached with the intent to put me off the good way. However, you are closer to me than they are to save me. Pasuk 152. Kedem yodati medusecha ki l'olam yisadata. Of old I have known about your testimonies, that you have founded them forever for the world. From before, since the days of old, I have known about your testimonies, that you have founded them for the world, olam. You established them to sustain the world. The world exists on account of the Torah. At the outset, I have known that the Torah is the sustaining factor for the world. Afterwards, I came to know that the Torah is a ladder for ascending towards knowledge of the godly. The congregation of Israel says, of old, prior to our entry into the land of Israel, we have known about your testimonies. Even before we inherited the land, you commanded us about setting aside the truma, the mice, and the first fruit offerings. The reason is that you have founded them forever. You establish your testimonies based on all the things that will transpire up to the end of the world's existence. This alludes to the teaching of our sages that a fetus in its mother's womb is taught the entire Torah. What it learns then is the firm foundation for one's entire life subsequently. Pasuk 153. Re'ei anyi b'chaltzeini ki serozcha lo shechachni. See my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget your Torah. Rescue me in the merit that even in the days of my affliction, I do not forget your Torah. For one who keeps the Torah in poverty will in the end keep it in wealth. Another interpretation is based on the teaching of our sages that when one takes on the yoke of Torah, the yoke of social obligations is removed from him. Thus the singer says, he deserves to be rescued because he has not removed the yoke of Torah from himself. I do not forget your Torah, so rescue me, let people say. And this then, is this then the reward for keeping the Torah? Although I have endured in the crucible of affliction, I do not forget your Torah. Therefore rescue me from my affliction, for you already tested me, and I withstood the test. Pasuk 154. Rivo rivi ugoleni limroscha chayeni. Champion my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your word. Champion my cause, David entreats. Help me in the struggle that I must wage against my enemies. Wage it for me and redeem me from trouble. 2. Give me life so that I may keep your word. I do not ask for life in order to partake of the world's pleasures. Give me life according to your word, for as you said, you will therefore keep my statutes and my ordinances, which if a man do, he will live by them, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Vayikra. A related interpretation says, give me life according to your word. Help me live by studying the Torah, for all my bones say, which alludes to strenuous Torah study. Pasuk 155. Rechok Meshoim Yeshua Kihukecho Lo Doroshim. Deliverance is far from the wicked, but they do not seek your statutes. The singer explains why he calls to Hashem for deliverance. For you are near to all those who call upon it, you in truth, but deliverance is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes, and hence do not possess the merit to be helped through the Torah. The wicked think that deliverance is far from me, and the reason is that they do not seek your statutes. They have not sought to discover the power of the statutes to bring deliverance forthwith to those who keep them. Even if they keep the common sense mitzvahs, they will not be saved, but they do not seek to keep your statutes, whose reasons are unknown. The present pasuk alludes to the teaching of our sages regarding the pasuk that says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches, feed me within my allotted portion of bread, lest I become sated and deny you." A pasuk that's found in Mishlei. A person ought to welcome his livelihood in the right way. He should not go about asking, for instance, why he is still lacking this or that garment or utensil. Such questions go unanswered, for no matter how much this person owns, it will still appear to him that he's lacking in some way. Thus we find that when people have no money, they do not have the desire to spend on jewelry for their wives. But once they do have, worries and quarrels begin, for their families keep demanding more and more. Therefore should a person welcome his allotted livelihood as it were a decree not understood, a decree that he is not permitted to question. He will then always rejoice in his lot. If Hashem grants him 100 coins, let him not look for more, since everything comes by his loving kindness, as it says, "Who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness endures forever." Thus the singer says here, deliverance is far from the wicked, but they do not seek your statutes. The evildoers cannot rejoice in your deliverance when it reaches them, because they do not receive their livelihood as a statue. We will continue, Mr. Shem, in our next year.